This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Paul Ryan's most lasting achievement, as Kimberly and I were talking about at the beginning of the program, most likely is going to wind up being the tax package that became law late last year. There was a lot in that thing, of course. One key part was new limits on the deductibility of state and local taxes. Specifically, those deductions have been capped at $10,000. High-tax states whose residents are going to be hit by that limit are looking for workarounds, ways people can get those deductions back. New York is first among them, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains.
New Yorkers have the highest state tax burden in the country. So many New Yorkers were especially annoyed when the new tax bill said they couldn't deduct as much of that as they used to come tax time.
Make no mistake about it, it's an assault on New York.
Mark Jaffe is president of the New York Chamber of Commerce. He says it's unfair that New Yorkers, well, New Yorkers making a lot of money anyway, are losing out on this tax deduction.
We actually give more in our taxes to the federal government than we get back.
Now, New York has come up with a few tricks for its wealthy citizens, and states all over the country are watching to see how they go. The tricks all boil down to this. The state income tax isn't deductible, so let's turn it into something that is. First option, disguise the not very deductible state income tax as a very deductible charitable contribution to a charitable fund, also known as the state of New York, but also to some actual charities.
People will be giving to several funds that the New York State sets up.
David Kamen is professor of law at NYU.
One of the funds is a fund towards health. Another fund is a fund towards elementary and secondary education.
What was once a not very deductible state income tax is now magically a totally deductible charitable contribution.
This runs into some serious legal headwinds.
Jared Walczak is a senior policy analyst at the Tax Foundation.
Under current law, for something to be claimed as a charitable contribution, it has to be genuinely charitable. The state actually needs to benefit, but they're largely not benefiting. They're giving almost all of it back in the form of a tax credit.
But wait, wait, maybe it will work, says David Kamen at NYU.
And this is based off of plans that the IRS has blessed in other states.
So who knows how that magic trick will go down? The IRS has yet to say anything. For New York's next trick, the state will give taxpayers the option to turn their not very deductible income tax into a very deductible payroll tax. This would be paid by the employer.
The challenge is not really a legal one here. You can almost certainly do this.
Jared Walczak again from the Tax Foundation. Swapping out an income tax for a payroll tax sounds easy, but it's actually super complicated, and employers would have to do some accounting gymnastics that would, on paper, lower wages.
This is going to be very difficult. You have contracts, you have labor agreements, you might have minimum wage issues.
Some businesses might take advantage, but not all businesses will.
New York Chamber of Commerce's Mark Jaffe again.
It's an idea that needs to be tested.
Tested it will be. New York has its magic tricks all laid out. Question is, will the IRS buy it? In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.